President Obama is crisscrossing the nation, speaking about the economy, campaigning for Democrats ahead of November's congressional elections.
Keep that in mind in November.
Political experts say he needs the diversion to steer public attention away from his recent comments. On Friday, the president spoke about the proposal to build a mosque two blocks from the site of the September 11th terror attacks.
Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property.
And that set off a political firestorm. A CNN poll finds that nearly 70% of Americans oppose the mosque, even though the project was approved by New York City authorities. Republicans have criticized President Obama as disconnected from Americans. And the Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid, in a close campaign for re-election, spoke out against it.
It's very obvious that the mosque should be built someplace else.
At the heart of the matter is the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion. But Americans become highly sensitive when that issue intersects with the tragedy of September 11th.
John Farina wrote a book of spiritual reflections a month after the bombings. He says the president's intent on Friday was to highlight religious freedoms.
We really believe in our ideals, even when they're inconvenient. And who could object to that? That's a wonderful message. But that's not the way, at least, Americans are going to hear it.
On Tuesday, a group of interfaith leaders spoke out about the controversy.
Religious freedom exists in part to protect the rights of the minority from the whim of the majority. In fact, it would not be a stretch of the imagination to say that if the founding fathers had relied on polling data, the First Amendment might not exist at all.
Stephen Taylor teaches government at American University. He predicts that the president's comments will be used against the Democrats in campaign commercials.
A good segment of the public doesn't make distinction between moderate Islam, Al-Qaeda, or those who don't belong to Al-Qaeda. They're not looking at it that way. All they see is that Muslims bombed the World Trade Center. Muslims killed 3,000 people. And the president's supporting the rights of these Muslims to do that.
Taylor says Mr. Obama might have been reaching for a better relationship with Muslims in other countries, but it might come at the expense of Americans who would vote for him. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.